One Hope, 30 Daily Devotions for Overcoming Loneliness. Day 6, The Glory of Being Alone, by Reverend Steve Clark. Scripture passage, And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, Arise and eat. 1 Kings 19:6. Fear is a great catalyst for isolation. Fear focuses your thoughts on yourself and consumes you with, What am I going to do now? We all feel it. Think about a time you received bad news, when family said it was time to move, when your money ran out before the month ended, or when a relationship disintegrated. Having had 5 heart attacks, open heart surgery, 14 stents, and a pacemaker really sets me up for the shock of fear that accompanies every twinge of my chest pain. Fear comes to all of us in thousands of ways, but always with the same result, isolation. James 5:17 says that Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. So, did this great man of God ever fear? Read 1 Kings 19:1 through 10. What? Was this not the man who had prophesied a drought, challenged the nation to repent, faced down 450 prophets, and ultimately outrun Ahab's chariot to Jezreel? Oh, Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. 1 Kings 19:4, 10. Fear brings on isolation. Isolation gives way to loneliness, and loneliness to despair. If it happened to this great man of God, how in the world are we to overcome loneliness? In his book, The Eternal Now, Paul Tillich wrote, Loneliness expresses the pain of being alone. That pain produced by a fear we did not overcome now becomes the heart of our problem, a loneliness that separates us from hope. But surprisingly, Tillich continues, solitude expresses the glory of being alone. What is the difference between loneliness and solitude? One destroys hope, the other gives birth to hope. One goes under a juniper tree and loses all hope, while the other goes to a cave and encounters the living God. Both are full of fear, full of isolation, full of loneliness. Yet one wanders away in despair, and the other emerges in purpose. What is the difference? Instead of the loneliness of the juniper tree, Elijah finds solitude in a cave on Mount Horeb. That solitude allows God to speak to him in a still, small voice. That voice could have never been heard over the din of a mind swirling in fear. But there, on the mountain, the Lord passed by. Not in the great wind or the mighty earthquake, but in a still, small voice. It is interesting that God doesn't come to comfort or to show pity on Elijah, but to challenge him. When fear drives you to isolation, the word of God comes as a still voice. With the impact of an earth-shattering blast of a trumpet saying, Stop the pity party! Dry up the tears! Get back on the horse! Do what I say! Oh, by the way, I have many others that will be with you. If fear is holding you captive, there is one solution, solitude in the Word of God. There are a lot of things that are true, but there is only one truth, that is Christ. Ask yourself, Am I lonely because of my circumstances or my fears? If fear is the source of loneliness, first confess that fear is not of the Lord. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. The evil one is using fear to isolate you from the task God has for you. Then seek the words of God in the Bible, which is full of hope and challenge. In solitude with Him, read the Word until it speaks to your situation. And finally, in the solitude of prayer, hear the voice of the Lord. Do exactly what He says, and the Spirit of Him who saved you and the faithful service of those called by Him will help you accomplish all that He requests. Reflect upon the following. Are you lonely because of your circumstances? Are you lonely because of what you fear? Consider taking the following action steps. Confess your fear or fears to the Lord. Read 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 through 18, and be ready to hear God's still, small voice. One Hope is a production of North Carolina Baptist Aging Ministry. NCBAM is a ministry of Baptist Children's Homes of North Carolina.